700 pounds of dynamite did the trick. An audience of VIPs assembled by Electric Utility Pacific Corps cheered as the pent-up White Salmon River burst forth. A torrent of mud, water, and debris poured through a hole in the base of the broad hydropower dam. The white salmon turned into the gray-black salmon for the remainder of the afternoon. Rapidly, the reservoir behind the 125-foot-tall dam drained, allowing whitewater kayaker Tom O'Keefe to dream about the rapids now exposed.
And this section downstream of the dam is just one of the most beautiful sections of river. It's been dewatered this whole time, so when you paddle down there, it's like really not enough water. But now that the river's free-flowing, once the dam's removed in another year, I'm just really excited to be able to, you know, paddle the whole length of this White Salmon River all the way out to the Columbia River.
Yakima tribal members have dreamed of this day as well, for more than 20 years, in fact. Tribal Council member Virgil Lewis says the dam's removal opens more than 30 miles of previously blocked river for steelhead, Chinook salmon, threatened bull trout, and lamprey.
It will be a truly historical day when the salmon start coming back naturally and spawning on their own, and all user groups will benefit.
Upstream of Condit Dam, several hundred more people gathered at a whitewater outfitter to celebrate.
Keep your eyes open, folks.
But not everyone in the area is in a giddy mood. Klickitat County Commissioner Rex Johnston says he felt almost sick. Johnston can't believe people would voluntarily get rid of a non-polluting renewable source of electricity.
To be destroying any energy-producing green form of energy producing, like a hydroelectric dam, I mean, that's as good as it gets as far as I'm concerned. It's just a shame to see that go away.
Condit Dam's owners say the decision to tear it down was at its heart a financial decision. Pacific Corps project manager Todd Olson says just look at the math.
We looked at decommissioning and realized it was better for our customers to actually decommission the project than to spend probably three times more the cost in putting in fish ladders and fish screens.
Olson says Condit Dam produced enough electricity to supply about 7,000 average homes. He says the electricity will be replaced by upgrades to other company-owned dams or by natural gas-fired generation. The big blast at Condit Dam comes 5 weeks after the beginning of dam removal on Washington's Elwha River. The conservation group American Rivers is so taken by the turn of events it declared 2011 the year of the river. But after this, there's a lull in the dam removal calendar in this region. The next big river to be freed could be the Klamath near the Oregon-California border, but that's still years away if it happens. I'm Tom Bonsi in White Salmon, Washington.